Okay, so let me start by trying to sell you that you should pay attention and care. Did you know that when you went to law school, you became a professional writer? Lawyers are professional writers. Nobody told me. I thought law was an oral profession. I thought I was going to be arguing, negotiating, advising my client. I thought this was primarily what I would be doing. And I did some of that, but I didn't do much. Mostly what I did was write memos. And before email, we had this thing called a letter. Letters and pleadings and transactional documents. I was very surprised at how much writing there was. So number one sales point for this session is lawyers are professional writers. And if you're a professional writer, you need to be good at it. My second point is that because you're a professional writer, I think you should have a high writing IQ. And I want you to have a high writing IQ, but I can't make you have a high writing IQ. I can just sort of dump knowledge here in this session and try to motivate you. But if you have a high writing IQ, you're going to save time on drafts because you'll make fewer errors. You're going to find more errors when you proofread and edit. And you're just going to continually enhance your credibility if you have a high writing IQ. Now, so those were the only two sales points that I had the last time I gave this presentation. But something interesting happened. Do any of you know of a legal writing CLE provider named Ross Guberman? Anybody been to Mr. Guberman's seminars? And he's gathered data from primarily associates at large law firms. But nevertheless, he has gathered this data and he has correlated it in the quizzes he gives these people. And he has essentially decided or concluded based on his data that there are certain kinds of writing issues